see what else have I got. I've been consciously working with my will in directing my life and promptly opened up a mass of congestion in my throat chakra. Oh, yeah. Can you enlighten me as to what is actually going on? Thank you very much. Well, will, I can carry on for hours on the nature of will because it's so fascinating to me. Your will is located in your fifth chakra, or your throat, or your fifth data bank, okay? Now, the first level of willpower that we are taught is that will means your capacity to control others. That's the first definition of will. Interestingly, we are never taught while growing up. It is not a condemnation, nor is it a criticism of our families, but rather remember that families are in the business of teaching survival, not evolution. Remember that. And so from that point of view, the family archetype has to teach the use of will in the external world, and it isn't until you're much older that you begin to challenge the external definition of will and begin to think maybe a higher form of will is the internal definition of self-control rather than control of others. And when that perception begins to enter your system, you now have two definitions of will vying for authority. Where? Right here. In fact, you have three. One is you're still going to be addicted to controlling others, I promise you. Two, you're also going to be test flighting what self-discovery is and the first level of will in self-discovery. I simply must have my needs met. My needs have never been met. Now I simply must have my needs met. So you use your will, sort of what I call yuppie will. And you yuppie-ize your will and have your needs met. I must have my massages. I must do this. I must wear my Birkenstocks. I must will. And you have to set up your life in a sort of extension of this phase of will, which is, in my opinion, sort of New Age yuppie will. Then comes the real test of will, which is your capacity to call your spirit back from the need of anything external to keep you balanced. You need nothing. You simply are. Now, when you have multiple definitions of will in you, you're going to be in conflict. You will be in conflict because you will still be tempted to control others, and you'll want to do it by, I'm only needing to express myself, but you're going to blow them out of the water. You'll call it self-expression, or you'll do something like that. And you're trying to work with this new definition of will, which you begin to recognize how extraordinarily powerful it really is, because it is the unit through which thought becomes form via choice. Now, that's where you begin to work with the highest form of will, is the ability to pull your spirit out of a perception that has authority over you. That is the highest form of will. And to release your will to the heavens and say, I don't need any will. That's the biggest illusion of all, is that I need will, but rather that I trust that all my needs will be met and that whatever is perfect for me and your choice for me in this day and in this hour. Now, in the process of combating that, you will oftentimes find a choke up or congestion in the throat, especially since this is the area of self-expression. And usually you start experiencing a lot of congestion here when you challenge personal will versus trying to please others but feeling your boundaries are violated and not knowing quite how to handle that level of perception and how to express your will when you feel that I have a personal will and my sense is I need to say something on behalf of myself, and that's very challenging to your will for me. And that's the first time you're going to locate a lot of congestion here. But you'll find that in the evolution of your biography and in the evolution of your spirituality, the throat is oftentimes hit very hard because of the significance of will and the power of choice, and recognizing if I start making more empowered choices for myself, I'm going to make a lot of people who have counted on using my will at their leisure upset at me when I start saying, I'm going to take my will now and I will do this now. And they'll say, my, have you changed? And you say, yeah, that's exactly right. You should crack open the champagne at that point. You think, God, it's working. I am changing. It's working. You've noticed. But usually you start apologizing for taking your will back. Anyway, therein lies a lot of challenge here, including thyroid cancers and things like that. Let me see.